There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, let's talk to Hanan Marafiq, joins us from the ARN News Centre. Nice to see you.
Hello.
So, top stories of the day today. Let's start with this. Some clarity on the rules on VAT, value-added tax, for gold purchases. So, who doesn't need to pay VAT now?
Yeah, so businesses can now reap the benefits of not having to pay VAT on wholesale transactions of gold. So I've been speaking to gold expert Jeffrey Rhodes, who's the founder of Rhodes Precious Metals, to get the full details. And he told me that it's been confirmed jewellery transactions between business buyers and sellers are now reverse charged and effectively zero rated. This means that the seller charges VAT to the buyer, but the buyer reverses the charge in his books. So they record the transaction, but neither side has to pay the VAT. So although they're recording the reverse transactions, no VAT is payable to the tax authority. And this is applicable, as I said, for business suppliers selling to business suppliers selling to business buyers. Rhodes said this has taken the weight off the wholesale market and was brought in after the government realised, you know, there was some problems at the beginning of the year. It was slower in terms of sales. And when a business deals with retail, there is still 5% VAT at the retail level. So I asked Rhodes the question that's on all of our minds, whether it's going to impact consumers. You know, will consumers benefit from this? And this is what he said.
The more efficient and cost-effective the wholesale sector that supplies the retail sector in the gold suit, the more competitive that market is, there will surely be a benefit for the consumer in the street. So I do think efficiencies in the wholesale sector will effectively mean lower prices for the consumer at a retail level. And of course, it's one of the great things in life, going to the gold suit and starting at a certain price with the seller and negotiating down. You feel good about yourself when you get a nice discount.
Oh, everyone loves a good haggle now, don't they? So consumers should see lower prices now that wholesalers won't be paying the VAT, but will it encourage business to pick up?
Rhodes told me he does expect the second half of 2018 to be strong for the gold sector after the first half of the year's trading volume was impacted by VAT. And he also mentioned, obviously, that the government is looking to introduce measures that will allow VAT refunds for tourists. And you'll hopefully be able to get some kind of refund before leaving the country if you are here as a tourist. Rhodes told me more about how it will affect shopping at the gold souk.
Certainly, as a consumer in Dubai's gold souk, you will be paying 5% VAT on the ticket price of the gold jewellery. But actually, if you visit the souk, you're often going to bargain your way into a good deal. And, you know, many people try to get as much as 50% off from the jewellery merchant. And so I don't really think that 5% in that context has much of an impact.
So that was Jeffrey Rhodes, who is the founder of Rhodes Precious Metals, telling us about gold shopping at the gold souk.
Do you know, one of the things there that stands out in what Jeff said is the cultural aspects of buying gold here. Going down to the gold suit to choose something, or if you're buying an engagement ring for somebody and you get it set in some way, part of the attraction, and you know what the gold price is, and you kind of know where you can go, and there are deals available, part of it is the haggling.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it is good fun.
I mean, that's still there, isn't it? So that it kind of clears up that question. That's been hanging over the industry for a while, I suppose, Hanan. So next up, let's turn to a subject much talked about at the moment. We're all talking about the World Cup. The predictions are flying around, of course. That's a good question, actually. Who's going to win?
England. No, I mean, I like to remain positive.
I'm afraid
times.
That's not going
to
happen.
I like to remain positive. I know. I always start out really excited, and then after about two games in, I get really depressed.
Well, to be fair, your home team, they look good. They looked good the other night, and they look very cohesive as a unit. But it's Brazil or Germany, isn't it? Do you not think?
I always like a bit of an underdog
as
well.
A bit of Argentina,
you know,
maybe?
I like to go for the Icelandics and, you know, a bit of an underdog.
Oh, you're
they
going
did
underdog?
Well last time. Yeah.
Let's see. I think, yeah, maybe Germany.
So I'm counting here. We've just wasted 60 seconds talking about predictions. And the point the point I was trying to make was there's a survey out today and it's going to affect workplaces. I mean, the games are actually not on at bad times. So there's one game I think starts at 2 in the afternoon and then you've got 4, 7, you know. So actually to work it around a schedule is possible, but it's going to affect productivity.
Yeah, this is exactly it. So the word is this. Many of us are going to be very distracted at work due to the Football World Cup. Well, already we've just shown it. And that's according to a new study by online recruitment firm Gulf Talent, which says there's going to be a major drop in productivity at work starting from this Thursday when it all kicks off. The tournament, obviously, as we know, is going to be played in Russia between the 14th of June and 15th of July. And matches are going to be played daily between 2 p.m. and 1 a.m. UAE time, which coincides very nicely with working hours or not so nicely for bosses. And the research has found that 28% of Middle East residents intend to watch matches at work with, get this, a quarter of them watching games secretly on laptops or phones. This really made me laugh. Own up, Tim. Are you going to be live streaming matches from your laptop when you're supposed to be prepping for the show?
Do you know? No, and I'll tell you why, because we're going to have the games on in here, because whenever there's a goal, we're going to be covering a goal. So in the interests of complete research and reporting prowess, we're going to be reporting on the goals. So quite legitimately, we kind of have to watch.
But you're going to be prepping between 2 and 4 watching the games as well. You're not live until 4.
Yeah. Don't push your luck too far there. But it is a point, isn't it? The problem is it's not just employees, is it?
No.
It's everybody's interest in this. It's male, female. It's international. It's boss, not boss. It just doesn't matter. We all want to watch it.
Yeah, it's true. But I've been speaking to Gulf Talent's managing director, Yasser Hatami, and he's told me that interest across the Arab world is running high this year compared to previous editions of the tournament. And this is apparently set to make impact on workplace productivity quite severe this year. He explains the key factors posing a threat to productivity levels this year and why people are so keen.
First of all, as a record, 4 Arab countries have qualified for the games this year, which has never happened before. This is Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco. And this is drawing in a lot of interest, much more than the normal from the Arab world. And particularly the presence of the Egyptian striker Mohamed Salah, who has a huge international following. Second factor is that unlike the last World Cup in Brazil, where the games are mostly being played in Middle Eastern sort of evening and nighttime, this year's games in Russia, a lot of them fall within working hours, essentially 2 p.m. onwards. And the third factor is the live streaming that's now available on smartphones, and it's very common, very prevalent. Pretty much anyone, anywhere can be watching the games live on their phone.
I can see toilet breaks and cigarette breaks going up quite a lot during this time. So with many people planning to watch the games at work, what can employers do about it?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, especially since many senior executives are planning to watch the games on company screens and, you know, while the rest of the team are live streaming on their smartphones. And it's the report suggests that 1 in 4 employees, you know, want to watch during working hours. So some employees are even planning to leave work early, take annual leave, call in sick in order to watch the games. But let's hear what Hatami says employers can do. He says that they're genuinely concerned by this, and some of them have already adopted policies to tackle the situation.
We found only 16% of companies had a sort of a unified policy about how to deal with it. The rest of them were down to the individual manager, and a lot of it seemed to boil down to the interest of the manager themselves. When the manager themselves was keen to watch the games, they would tend to be more flexible. And particularly when their own favorite team was playing, they were more likely to allow the rest of the team to watch the games. The small number of companies that did have policies already in place, the policies ranged widely. Some of them were more sort of punitive measures, like monitoring attendance more tightly, having penalties for late arrivals. Others tended to have some more accommodating policies, trying to balance the interest of the employees in watching the games with the needs of the business. Ultimately, it's a balancing act.
So that was Gulf Talent's managing director, Yasser Hatami.
Do you know what? It's a difficult one because what we've got here, and we've got a unique situation, I think, in Dubai, where we've got all kinds of nationalities. There are lots of Arab teams there. Mohamed Salah, he mentioned earlier on. Yep. Saudi Arabia in there. First game. as well on Thursday. So there's going to be lots of interest. I think to some extent you have to sort of give... Do you not have to give people a little bit of leeway with things like the World Cup if they want to go and support their team?
Well, it's like...
So you can have 2 hours off and, you know, make it up.
I remember the last World Cup, we were actually in Germany, and the mayor of Bavaria, he let people, he said, yo, go to work, because all the games were late. So he was like, come in a couple of hours late the following day. Schools can go late the next day when Germany are playing. It's fine. You know,
love
could we not
it.
Elect
awesome.
A mayor of Bavaria or something?
Sounds maybe. Fantastic.
But then, and it worked. It worked, didn't it? Though,
it did
well,
work.
Because they
yeah.
are world champions, so clearly there's something in there. So if we want Saudi
support.
Arabia to win, the mayor of somewhere has to say do it. Interesting story. I wonder how much productivity we are going to lose. That's one story Hanan Marif is looking at today. The other, VAT, more in the news right now. Hanan, nice to see you. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.